Coach's Insight continues. It's now week 5 of the high school football season. Pleased to be joined now by Moore Hillhead football coach Brandon Wilkes. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, your team 2-2 after a 44-16 loss in district play to Republic County. When you look at the outcome of that game, what were those challenges that Republic County was showing you guys last Friday night?
Well, they controlled the line of scrimmage. They were able to run the ball at a pretty high rate. Close to 7 yards of carry on first down, and we were out physical. So, credit to them. Their guys came. They're pretty hungry for a win, and they were pretty physical, and our guys didn't quite match that.
A 2-0 start, but to have dropped the last two. Where do you think the mindset of the team is at right now? Do you feel like it's in still a pretty good spot, considering how the last 2 weeks have gone for you?
Yeah, I think so. We build our program on way more than just wins and losses. We're about building up young men and about creating followers of Christ and teaching them how to be hard workers. And there's always something to learn. And our guys are good kids. They've won in the past, and I think they're still very focused and focusing on doing the next right thing.
When you look at where we're at right now, being the halfway point of the season, one of the questions I kind of like to ask, the coaches that we talk to is there something or some aspect to the game that your team has shown you that's maybe been a surprise? And then maybe what's one thing through four games where it's something that really needs to be worked on down this latter half?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a heck of a lot of surprises. Like I'd mentioned earlier in the year, we 2/3 of our team had never stepped on the varsity field. Some of the guys had never played any level of football, and we've had some great success stories already. Particularly, we have one player on defense named John Ken, who is just a basketball player. He actually was from a different country, and he came in, and he had 2 sacks on Friday night, and he's just loving the game of football, and he's just growing. Having players with inexperience is frustrating, but on the flip side, it's also really special because, they make huge strides when they discover stuff for the first time. So, he's one, and there's a number of other ones, Lance and Taylor, Manasseh, Miller, guys that playing for the first time, and they are, you wouldn't know that halfway through the season. They look like they've been playing for most of their life. So that's been a big surprise. And, as far as what we can't do, nothing that comes to mind. I mean, we knew we had a young, inexperienced team, and they're making some of the typical mistakes that a football team with inexperience does, and our goal is to try to get them to learn from those and get past those before the season ends.
Moore Hillhead football coach Brandon Wilkes joining us just for a couple more minutes. You step back into league play coming up this Friday night on the road. Very good ACCHS team. What's the early scouting report on the Tigers?
Yeah, they have a good team. I think this is great for the rivalry. ACCHS and Mar Hill, for those who don't know, is always a big rivalry in every sport. When I was the coach here back in 2010 through 2012, they owned us, and we've gotten the better end of them, recently. But I know this year is going to be a tough challenge. They got a good team, some good athletes, and look to be well coached. So we're looking forward to it. With a rivalry game, you kind of throw out the records, and it's whoever it means more to, and we're looking forward to that and, having a good night.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, what are just some of the expectations and what would you like to see from your team this week?
We want to continue to get better. We want to limit mistakes. We want to figure out a way to run the ball and stop the run. We just want to grow. We still feel like all of our goals are ahead of us. District play losses, are a little bit harder, but then you go and get somebody who you may not have been supposed to win, you can get right back in the race to win the districts and get into the playoffs, and anything can happen then. So, like to see us clean up some of the mistakes from last week, see if we can go out and get a win this week.
Moore Hillhead football coach Brandon Wilkes joining us. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health, his team making the road trip to ACCHS coming up on Friday night. Coach, as always, good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks, Brandon.